Hello, this is Aidan McKenzie. In Romans 12, verse 10, it says, "Honor one another above yourselves." The NIV translation says, "Give preference to one another in honor." Give preference is the basic meaning of going before or leading. The idea here is of putting the other person first. Outdoing one another is the thought, outdoing one another in bestowing great honor on a brother or sister in Christ. To honor one another is to show genuine appreciation and admiration. We are to be quick to show respect to others. We are to quick to herald their accomplishments, doing it from a heart of love, honoring God for the new creation that is taking place in a life. Practically, we see this worked out in several passages of Scripture. Children, we are told in Ephesians 6, 1-2 said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother." Honor here has to do with an attitude. It reminds me of the story of the little girl who was asked 3 times by a dad to sit in the couch and she wouldn't, and finally she did under protest, and she said, "I'm sitting down, but I'm standing in my heart." She did the right thing, but had the wrong attitude. But children are to honor their parents with the right attitude. Husbands are to honor their wives, 1 Peter 3:9. "You husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered." Younger wives are to be taught by the older women. In Titus 2:4 it says, "So that you may encourage younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored." When a younger woman does not love her husband, being kind to him and being friendly to him and the children, and is not sensible or pure, the word of God is dishonored. The Bible says that we're to honor widows indeed in 1 Timothy 5:3. Honor widows who are widows indeed. Those who have no one to take care of them, the church is to honor them and take care of them. In authority, we are told in 1 Peter 2:17, honor the king. 1 Timothy 5:17, we're to honor the elders, those who have spiritual authority in the church. In 1 Thessalonians 5:12, we are told that those who labor among us and have charge over us in the Lord, we are to honor them. Today is the opportunity for you and me to outdo one another and honor. You know, as Christians, we're to be competitive, competitively honoring one another. Children, husbands, younger wives, widows, those in authority, elders, those who have ruled over us. Indeed, even 1 Peter 2:17 says we are to honor all people. Today, outdo yourself in preferring others, in accomplishing God's will for you today, is which is to honor, to show genuine appreciation and admiration toward those around you. Outdo one another in preferring one another.